This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Delta Airlines, in a move that should surprise exactly nobody, said today it needs to borrow $6.5 billion. An airline executive said the other day the company is losing $27 million a day. The interesting slash surprising part of this deal is the asset that Delta's putting up as collateral, its frequent flyer program. Marketplace's Justin Hose going to explain exactly how that's going to work.
Frequent flyer miles aren't only meant to build customer loyalty. They're also a product that airlines sell. Samuel Engel is senior vice president with the consulting firm ICF. He says the buyers are credit card companies.
And the credit card companies, in turn, give those miles to consumers as a reward for using their credit cards.
Engel says miles are a money-making machine for airlines.
At the beginning of this year, the programs of the four largest U.S. airlines together had been valued at $77 billion if they were standalone businesses.
Airlines can tap these programs to raise cash. One common method is to pre-sell miles to banks to get cash up front. Henry Hartevelt is president of Atmosphere Research Group. He says an airline can also spin off the entire program, as Air Canada did in 2005.
No airline, though, until recently, has leveraged its frequent flyer program as collateral against a loan.
Earlier this year, United put up its loyalty program as collateral for a government loan. Hartevelt says it's a creative way to raise cash.
At a time when air travel demand, especially by their more profitable business flyers, has fallen off the cliff.
Airlines have other creative ways to raise money. Scott Hamilton with the aviation consultancy Lehman Company says it's common for airlines to pledge their planes as collateral for loans, even their headquarters and airport gates.
But the frequent flyer program is, to me, the most creative and the most visible sign of the desperation that the airlines are in.
The risk for airlines, Hamilton says, is taking on too much debt. That can make it harder for them to recover from the current slump. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.